Tapping on your smartphone at a classical concert is usually a big no-no. But what if it could actually enhance your live music experience? One Houston orchestra recently encouraged its audience members to try out a new app that helps them engage with the music. Amy Bishop of Here and Now contributor KUHF has our story.
I'm at a River Oaks Chamber Orchestra concert in Houston, listening to a performance of Haydn's Symphony No. 6. All around me, the heads of the audience members are bowed down, staring at their smartphones. Now, this is a major no-no at most classical concerts, but in this case, we are invited to use them. That's because the orchestra, known as Rocco, is testing a new mobile app called Octava. The app delivers program notes in real time during the concert. It's a mixture of historical tidbits and comments from the musicians. Rocco founder Alicia Lawyer learned about the app through an article sent to her by a friend.
And I immediately friended them on Facebook and tracked them down and just started to say, I think that we would like to take this and Rocco-ize it.
That's how she became acquainted with Linda Dessman and Eric Smallwood, the app's creators. They'd tried it out with the orchestra at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, where they're based, but never with a professional orchestra, until now. At Rocco's rehearsal on the morning of the concert, Dessman sits in the balcony. In front of her are an iPad and a binder with a musical score.
So during the performance, I'm following a score, musical score, that has cues written in.
When the orchestra gets to a particular part of the score, she taps a number on her iPad that sends the notes to the app. Smallwood walks me through the process of launching it.
So I'm just going to hit this start button here.
A brief note about the first piece on the program pops up. The screen is dimmed to avoid creating a distraction. It also goes dark between the pop-up notes.
We've sort of inverted the usual model of smartphone usage, which are doing everything to grab your attention at every moment. And we sort of purposefully went the opposite direction.
Smallwood and Dessman are hoping that orchestras will buy Octava so they can offer it for free to the audience, which is what Rocco did. Groups elsewhere have asked about Octava. Again, Linda Dessman.
The main concern has been about offending subscribers. You know, you don't want to offend your subscription base by having a distraction of somebody beside you using your phone.
Which is why Rocco's Alicia Lawyer designated a special section of their venue just for people who chose to use Octava. After the concert, I met a short, gray-haired woman named Mary Bacon, one of the people who used the app. She says her tech knowledge is limited, but there were some teenagers on hand to show her how to use it.
So it looked intimidating, but it looked like something I really wanted to do.
I asked her if there was any particular part that stood out for her.
Yes, the clarinetist, I believe it was, that made some comments about how he felt playing it, and I like that.
For Here and Now, I'm Amy Bishop in Houston.